Hello, hello, everybody, and thank you for listening. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I am really excited on the podcast today to have a beautiful, glamorous model, and her name is Tatiana Erickson, and we're going to talk all about supermodel secrets, so this is going to be a fun episode. And in case you don't know me, I'm Dr. K. DeRayraj. I'm located in Pasadena, California, and I specialize in faces. I do amazing work with facial plastic surgery, injectables, Botox, filler, and skincare. I have my own skincare line. You can check me out on Instagram at beautybydrk.com. And sorry, that's my website, beautybydrk.com, and our Instagram is the same name. And let's get started. So, Tatiana Erickson, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Super I want you excited. Guys to check her out. Her Instagram is
Tatiana E.
You're going to spell it for us.
So, it's a little complicated, I guess. It's Tatiana, and then just E.
Yes, you will find her. She's super hot. She's been a Victoria's Secret model, Maxim model, Playboy model. What else?
Done a few commercials here and there, and I've been published and done a Black Tape project, as we talked about. That's that new popular thing going on. And I've done FHM.
TV
gosh,
shows.
So many things. I just can't think of it at the moment.
That's right. I love Tatiana because not only is she a model, but she's an outspoken model. So she's opinionated and sassy on her Instagram and her Snapchat. So I like that because I feel like I'm a little sassy and opinionated too. Because so the beauty field is very competitive, right?
Totally
competitive.
And judgmental.
And I feel like everybody in our field, in your field, is getting stuff done, and very few people are open and honest about what they do. So
correct.
One of the things I like about you is that you are totally honest with your followers, and you sort of just don't even care.
Right. You got to keep it real.
Yeah, you got to keep it real. So do you get criticized for that?
Definitely. But in the gist of things, I think it's all about maintenance, you know, and if you don't maintain your skin, and you know, you're gonna age quicker, obviously.
That's so true. How old are you?
Ugh,
if I can say.
All right, fine. I'll say my age, 30.
30. Oh
30,
my God.
30.
That's a great age to be. They say that a woman's face is its most beautiful at age 28, and no, actually, I take that back. At age 38, because in your 20s you still have some facial fat and baby fat and fullness.
Right.
And in your 30s, you get your angles and your lines.
Right.
And I think, you know, by the time you hit 48, you've already, like, lost too much volume. But at 38, you have it perfect.
Right.
All the angles. So you still have your best yet to come.
Well, I definitely feel like with age, I've gotten better. But I don't know if it's just genetics.
I have in the room with me Nurse Val. And
Nurse Val is here.
So excited to have Paula, my surgery scheduler and assistant. Say hi, Paula.
Hello.
So, Paula, how long have we known each other?
I would say about 17 years.
Yes, we were young together.
Wow.
We are staying young together. From when I first graduated residency, my very first job, Paula was one of the nurses there, and it's crazy how life brings you back together with people that you love.
Aww, so, sisters.
Yeah, and Paula is Colombian.
Oh, really? No way.
Yeah.
So you got the Colombian gene, too.
She definitely brings the spice to the office.
She does. And your mom is here today, Tatiana. What's your mom's first name?
My mom's name is Stella.
Stella. Stella, who's super knowledgeable about all things plastic surgery. Yes?
Correct.
What is your heritage?
I'm Colombian and German.
Oh, that's so original and unique.
I know, right?
Yeah. So that gives you all your beautiful features. So Tatiana is really well known for her gorgeous lips, and I've done her lips before. She's done some of my most popular videos, and we've also done cheeks. What else have you had done? If you're open about.
I've had Botox, but I think the main thing is not to overdo it. Obviously, you know, you got to space it out. Right?
You have to space
small
it
doses.
Out. Yeah, I think
small doses maintain the beauty.
Exactly.
She's pretty good about being natural, so you're not one of those models that I see in the office all the time. She just comes like once or twice a year, and I think that is perfect. So Botox keeps your forehead smooth, and definitely a little touch of filler here and there. Today we're going to do a little cheek injection, and that's going to give you some lift. So 1, 2, 3, a little quick pinch. Are you feeling anything there?
Just a little pressure.
A little pressure. And I like to do cheeks because you already have fabulous cheekbones, but this just accentuates it. What age did you start modeling?
13.
Wow. And how did that happen? Were you just found at a, and discovered at the mall?
At my time, I guess 13, it wasn't as popular to, or let's just more of say when you're younger, they didn't sign as quick as they do now. If you're younger, they're like, yeah, we want you. Because they weren't sure how your body was going to develop, if you were going to get fat or skinny. So I actually signed at 16 through Pro Scout America. I went to a scouting agency in Orlando, and then I got picked up by two modeling agencies, which one of the big ones was BMG Models.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of started from there.
That's awesome. And did you do a lot of print ads or fashion runway walking?
Did a lot of runway and print. That was mainly my thing. And then like little commercials, like fun little things.
And then do you feel a lot of pressure to stay in shape and be skinny? I know models do, but none of them admit it. But I would probably be stressed about every little pound.
You know, I feel like I'm pretty healthy, and I've never had to really worry about that. The main thing is because of all the criticism, I feel like, you know, being skinny, if I am too skinny, people judge me for that. So I'm very self-conscious, you know.
That's true. The internet is a funny thing because of Instagram and because of the anonymity on Instagram, people feel very welcome to comment whatever they want and be very trolly, which I think is so impolite.
Right.
Because like they're hiding behind their keyboard. Keyboard warriors out there.
Right? Yeah.
They're always like, eat a burger. And I'm like, dude, I eat a ton of burgers. Can't help it. I work out and I'm pretty healthy.
Now turn to your side. We're going to do a little jawline sculpting. This is one of the most popular things that I do in my practice, is helping the jaw to get really great angle definition. And I'm going to use a touch of filler just to build a gorgeous contour. You already look like Angelina Jolie, and this is just going to add that little Angelina jawline definition that pops in videos and photos. And you have a video coming up this weekend. What are you doing?
So it's Abigail Ratchford's pajama party. Bravo TV is going to be filming it. So it should be pretty interesting. A bunch of Instagram models and models, you know, all getting together and just kind of, I guess, having a good time.
That sounds wild. We need to do a Dr. K pajama party.
Right? Totally.
That would be fun.
You're not ready.
So Val, we did masseters for Tatiana before, and that helped you a lot, right?
Yes, because teeth grinding, I unfortunately grind my teeth a lot.
You do clench your teeth, yeah. And then let's show everybody, go ahead and bite down on your back teeth. We're going to show this on our Instagram video, and relax. So you see this muscle that's popping out at the back of the jaw. If everyone reaches up and touches the back of their jaw, they'll feel the masseter muscle. And that's a muscle, if you clench and grind your teeth a lot, you definitely will feel the muscle getting bulky, and you get kind of a square, heavy jaw over time. So I definitely recommend Botox for that. You can use a dental guard as well at night. Do you use a dental guard at night?
You know, I have a really good one, but I've been slacking. I know. I'm in trouble. But I know I should use it more often, because obviously if you grind your teeth, you're going to ship your teeth.
Yeah, you should use it all the time. And then when you do Botox for TMJ, patients get amazing, amazing relief. I think, didn't I do yours, Belle?
Yes.
Yeah, we did Valerie's master.
Yeah.
How did you like it?
I liked it. It relieved a lot of tension, I felt. Like, after a while, I felt like, you know, it took a little bit longer to kick in because the muscles are a little bit stronger. But it did finally kick in, and I felt I felt more relaxed.
That's awesome. And then it slims the face. So that's the other nice effect. When for Val, it really slimmed you.
Yeah. That I didn't notice too much, but.
You didn't notice it,
but. Well, I don't know. I stare at myself so much in the day. Like, I can't tell. I just see chubby cheeks anyway.
Oh, no. That's a good thing.
It definitely slims the lower face. And I did my masseters, and everybody asked me if I lost weight. And I was like, no. And then when we did Tatiana's masseters, hers thinned out a lot, maybe even too much. So now she's chewing gum to bulk him up again.
Right, because I've always like kind of had that jawline. So
yeah. So let's take a look. I want to show you how good your jawline looks on that side. Let's show you in the mirror. Here's your mirror. Take a look and see what you think.
Oh yeah.
So just that nice little pop of the cheek. You see how this cheek kind of comes downward. So we did a touch of filler, and I'm a big fan of micro droplet technique. So you don't have to use a lot of filler, but you do have to place it just right, and it gives a really gorgeous sharp angle of the jaw and the cheek. So when you're getting your faces done out there in the world, people that are listening, remember it's not about the quantity of filler all the time. It's also about the proper placement. So micro droplets, 3 or 4 spots in a younger face, definitely that's sometimes all you need. And you can split one syringe and do it in a lot of places. Conversely, when you're older, please don't expect one syringe to fix your entire face, because we get that a lot.
Oh, yeah. I made a meme about it.
Would you say we get that a lot?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I only want one syringe. But, like, their bags under their eyes.
You don't
are,
think
like,
about it, yeah.
Super hollow.
Yeah.
That's going to be me older.
Under your eyes.
No, actually, you've been doing, people who do their maintenance kind of regularly scheduled intervals, they age so gracefully and nicely that they don't need to do any major overhaul. So I like my clients to strive to be like, you know, the Christie Brinkley's and Cindy Crawford's of the world, where they've done just the right amount of a little bit of maintenance to look refreshed,
like,
and
they found the fountain of youth and not sharing.
Not sharing, yeah. Well, they're pretty open about it now. I think Christy Brinkley is the spokesperson for Xeomin, which is the newest, one of the new forms of Botox. Mm-hmm. It's very pure, it has less proteins in it, and tends to, you know, people tend to not react as much or form antibodies to it. And then Cindy Crawford has also said that she does Botox and fillers, so kudos to them, because I'm the kind of girl, if I know a good secret, I'm going to tell all my friends. So,
I'm the same way, man.
Yeah, you are
too. A lot of my friends aren't like that, unfortunately.
Right? If I find, like, the most amazing product that's, like, killing it for me, I tell everybody. Like, I'm one of those people.
But in a few days, so this is going to explode even more, right?
Well, hyaluronic fillers, they absorb 1,000 times their weight in water. That's one of their virtues. And they soften and hydrate and look really great. So, yeah. It'll be just right. This one is Restylane, which is a hyaluronic acid filler. Yes, good question from Mom. We're doing a whole podcast on mother-daughter beauty, so that's actually perfect timing to bring Mom in.
It's Mama's birthday.
Yay, happy birthday to Mom.
Looks great, by the way. I know you guys on the podcast can't see, but Mom looks just as great.
She's amazing. Like, I cannot believe that you're the age you said. She looks about 25 years younger than she said she is. She's aging very well.
Copying Mama's steps.
How many syringes? Let's ask Paula a question. She's the strong, silent type over here. What would you say is the average number of syringes that we use these days in patients when they come in?
Depending on the area of the face, like depending on what they want to accomplish.
Yeah.
Like for the cheeks and the jawline, usually, you know, one on each side or two on each side.
Yeah, perfect. 1 to 2 on each side. So I think that she has it just right. And that's a kind of a good general statement. I tell patients that if you have a touch of filler, oh, it's okay. If you have a problem area, we recommend 1 syringe per side. Like if your cheeks are kind of heavy, you're going to want 1 syringe on each cheek. If your jawline is heavy, 1 syringe for each jawline. It sounds like a ton of money and a ton of filler, but in actuality, it almost takes 4 to 6 syringes to bring a face back to its normal resting state, rejuvenated and fresh, especially if you're someone who hasn't done any filler in a long time. So, for example, when I go get my face done, it's not uncommon that I'll have done 4 or 5 syringes. And just because they're correctly placed, they're placed in the temple, they're placed in the jawline, they're placed in hidden areas where you need underground support. So don't freak out, people, if we when you come see me, I do a full beauty plan, and you might actually leave here thinking that I thought I just needed one syringe. And they've written me a beauty plan with like 5 areas and 5 syringes, so nothing to worry about. Okay, take a look. I've just finished your cheeks. All done.
Perfect.
Yeah, cheeks, jawline. How does that look?
Looks great.
Excellent.
I know, it'll look better just in a few days.
In a few days, yeah. You have one little comedone there that I wanted to do a little extraction for you. Do you want me to do that?
Or let it be
the little dark spot? Have you had that for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's able to be extracted.
Well, we can gently lance it and, you know, just presumably won't stir up anything. Yeah.
If it will come out.
Let me see if we can make a little small spot there. All right, back to the podcast. So tell me about your Sculptra Butt. We did Sculptra Butt injection for you a little while back.
Yes.
Yeah. And we had done, what, like 2 sessions? Because you're super, so you're a perfect candidate for Sculptra.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, I do CrossFit and workout. Okay. Wow, you got it out. Go you. I never thought I could get that thing out. I just stopped trying because obviously I've been picking out my face.
Never. Yeah, no.
Somebody doing for you.
Professional,
yes.
Guys.
Never do extractions on your own face. The comedones, they have to be, if you have little white bumps under the surface of your skin, do you know what that is, Val?
Comment for the professionals.
Milia
or comedones, yeah. 2 different things. So milia are the little hard kernels that develop under the real thin skin sites. Mm-hmm. And they're like keratin pearls, and comedones are mostly plugged up oil glands that develop a roof, and they get white color, they form white heads, and they also get black color like that one where there's some oil concentrated in there, and that makes a black head. Oh. But one of the best things you can do for comedones is use my glycolic wash, which is amazing. So,
which I ran out of, which I love so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I totally need some.
Everybody loves it.
Right?
On back order right now.
It is on back order.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ever since, like, if you use a good glycolic wash, ours is 20%, mine's 20% glycolic, and literally it removes makeup, it removes oils. It's not harsh or drying, and it takes really off that layer of dead superficial skin that's going to plug and form comedones. So it's actually amazing to just, you'll never break out again if you start using that. You'll never get
really
adult
acne.
Right.
I really also like the polish, the perfecting polish. Has a little scrubby in there, but I like the scrubs.
I like it too. That's my new exfoliating body scrub, so it's awesome for all over. I'll get you some. Try some.
Awesome.
But we did Sculptra maybe 2 sessions, and one of the reasons you're perfect for it because is you have very little body fat. So you're not a candidate to do lipo or BBL, right?
Unfortunately,
would you do it if you could?
Yeah, I probably would. Why not?
I'll give you some.
I know. One day.
We're developing a special Valerie fat transfer. Valerie is not fat, for those of you guys listening.
Oh,
Valerie's been in the Navy. She is solid muscle.
I was in the Navy for 8 years. I loved it.
Yeah.
Days. Okay, back to the podcast.
I want to talk about it now.
I could go on and on with Navy stories.
So that's one of the reasons why Tatiana can't do a BBL, because she has no body fat, number one. Number two, there's a lot of downtime with BBL. Patients do it, but you can't sit on your butt for up to 6 weeks. You have to have a butt pillow. Have you had friends and models that have done it?
They lie. They say, it's mine, or I have a tennis butt. But obviously, you look back at their pendant pictures, and you're like, you didn't have that butt before.
Technically, they got it, so it
but
is
I think
theirs.
Everyone's done it, I feel like, in L.A. That
it's so common right now,
it's
yeah.
It's kind of your own stuff, so you can't say, I guess it is technically yours, right?
Yeah, it's yours. There's no stigma to it. Like, if you want a really big, perky butt, go get it. Go get it, girl.
Yeah. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Why not? There's so many people nowadays that are like, they think that like there's a problem with them, but it's not. And if they want to change it, change it. Like, you have the power to control your life and how you want it to go. Positive thinking, it moves you all forward. So
that's so true.
Get what you want. 100%.
In this day and age when the procedures are very safe, I don't see a problem with getting your butt done. But the only thing is just, you know, do your research. Figure out if you're a person who wants to.
Yeah.
To have immediate results in only one session, and you're not scared of anesthesia, because it might be a few hours of general anesthesia to do a BBL. Mm-hmm. So Sculptra that I do has advantages because no anesthesia, no downtime. You can exercise the very next day.
And you can sleep on it.
No butt pillow. Yeah, no butt pillow. And literally you can just, like, you know, you grow your own collagen that's going to be there for the next 5 to 10 years. And I think there's, you know, it's not an illegal substance. It's FDA approved and super safe. So, and then even if you're super thin, you definitely grow padding back there, right?
Right.
So we're doing probably a third treatment coming up.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
I think it's totally, it has made a difference, but obviously I lost weight and then so, but.
Yeah. And you went, this girl works out on a pole. She's so strong. She has arms that can climb the pole. She does the pole dancing.
That's a good workout.
Yeah.
That is a really good workout.
Yeah.
You should try it.
No. How did you get into
it? Don't give up.
Check in the box. I tried it and then I felt like I was on a pole. I was like, no, feet down. Let's go.
How did you get into pole dancing? Is that just a hobby, like for upper body strength or for entertainment?
I don't know. You know, like I just kind of like every time, one time my friend used to do Taco Tuesday and bring a pole over and we'd make a bunch of tacos and I just kind of started to jump up on the pole. And the more and more I would do it, obviously at first it was hard. You like gain strength and it's like upper body strength, obviously, and it becomes easier over time. You just kind of got to train your body, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great.
It's really good for inner thighs and leg strength and everything.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the bruises are awesome as well.
You should teach a class.
I know, right? But it's okay. You got arnica gel for that.
Yeah, that's right. What are your top tricks as a supermodel for, like, maintaining really great skin for the beach or bikini body?
Definitely SPF. My mom's taught me that since, like, a little girl. And creams, you know, moisturize in the morning, moisturize at night, you know, wash your face in the morning and at night. Your creams are amazing as well. Like, it's changed my skin a lot. And that, what's that, like, stretch mark one that's
oh,
amazing?
The Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream.
Yay. Obviously, skinny girls do get stretch marks.
Yeah.
No matter what, gaining and losing weight. And I feel like it made my butt firmer, for sure.
It has retin-A in it. So retin-A is one of the only things that grows your own collagen. And if you're bothered by texture changes or a little crepiness and you just want no more tiger stripes and great skin, this will do it.
Yeah.
But your Sculptra, too, also grows a lot of nice collagen.
So it's probably like the both.
Yeah, the combination.
It's a really good combination.
It gives you, like, teenage skin. So, yeah, it's awesome.
It's like cracking a bottle.
And then,
I want more. I want more.
It's so true. Squats in a bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Squats in a bottle. All right. Yeah. That's what we said before.
Squats in a syringe. We did an Instagram live with you doing your Sculptra butt injection. It got so many views all across the world. It
no
was kind of crazy. Yeah, it got views from Brazil and all over the world. So,
wow.
Yeah,
my butt's famous, guys.
Your
check
butt
that
is
out.
Famous. What kind of projects do you have coming up?
Well, so many, but I've been, you know, like, holding off, obviously, because I've had a little issues with my skin, so I'm working on healing it, so, basically.
So this will be your summer.
Yeah.
You're going to get all over all those issues.
Right, but honestly, right now, I'm trying to, you know, not model as much and get more into acting, so I've proceeded along those steps to do that.
Good for you. We all should have a 5-year plan, right?
Right. Because looks don't last forever, right? But we can try.
That's so true. I think the models that are capitalizing on, like, developing their own product line or going into acting or going into, like, something else where they develop another revenue stream, those are the smart chicks, right? Yes. Because,
you know, they're branding themselves. In
yeah.
So I'm trying. And I'm also working on my swimsuit brand, which
nice.
I have great sketches right now, so I'm super excited about that, but, you know, with time.
Yeah.
Little by little, baby steps.
Well, thank you so much for coming on our podcast today
thank
and giving us a little glimpse into the glamorous life of a supermodel. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys will all check out Tatiana on her Instagram at Tatiana E. Did I say it right?
Yes. But my real name's just Tatiana, guys. The E's there because it's like my last name, Erickson, just so you know.
There you go. Tatiana Erickson. She's busy getting called away by Playboy and Maxim. And then
on demand.
Yes. And Valerie, we will do our next podcast. We decided we should do a podcast on myths. What are all the myths about people? You know, what? Beauty busting myths. So what questions do you have? Send us all your comments on the dialogue below. You definitely guys should all subscribe and follow us. We're so excited to be ranked number 3 in iTunes for fashion and beauty podcasts. So thanks for all your support. Find me on Instagram. Yay.
Yeah.
You can find our Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com, and come visit me in Southern California.
That's Pasadena.
And Paula, you want to say bye for everybody?
Bye, everybody. Everybody, keep listening.
Keep listening. Paula, we'll talk more next time.
Yes.
And stay beautiful. Thanks. Stay beautiful.